If you do the last, if you do the same thing, the ARIMA 12X factor, residual seasonality, for the last several years, growth turns out to be about a point and a half stronger in every single first quarter. Wow. Imagine that. So let's apply this to our common day life, shall we? This will be fun. Let's take the times 12 ARIMA factor and apply it to our checking accounts. We'll all have 12 times more money. Woohoo! How about we take the times 12 ARIMA factor, the magic blaster, and we apply it to the space in our backyards. Wow! We're suddenly going to have room for a pool and a hot tub and, you know, a tennis court, maybe a link of golf. Wow, you know, we could just go on and on with this. This is a wonderful mirage, is it not? It's a great alternative universe. We all have 12 times more than what we had before of everything. All right, let's get to the unions, because this is blood-curdling. So, you know, we hear about all these wonderful, like Hillary's foundation, all these wonderful foundations and think tanks and yada, 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 and they do all these studies, and the studies are, of course, without political bias whatsoever, and we can rely on them, and they don't have any agenda. Well, it's all BS. I want you to know that $179 million of your money last year, your taxpayer money, this is almost quarter of a billion friggin' dollars, went to unions, the National Education Association, the Service Employees International Union, SEIU, the worst of the worst, the American Federation of Teachers. By the way, you know, National Education Association, American Federation of Teachers, I wonder why the kids who are coming out of school don't know who the first president was. Do you think all this is connected? Yup, it is. And the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. Oh, the government. That government which is no longer of the people, by the people, and for the people. Do you see how all this is tied in? So this $179 million from just, and I'm just taking these four unions, okay? Two of which are in control of your children's mind, and the others in control of your daily life. Right? That's their members. Funding their political activities to promote themselves and become more and more and ever more powerful, and to teach your kids less and less about American values, American history, American ideals, and to influence them in all sorts of other nefarious ways. Just these four unions are taking $180 million of your money, and they are funding what? Oh, wait a minute. It's all those non-political think tanks, all those wonderful foundations that don't have any political axe to grind, but somehow their studies always come out fighting for bigger government and social justice. Yeah, okay. So, this is kind of a vicious circle, right? The cycle goes on and on and on. These four unions that I just gave you, I'm not going to even give you the acronyms, you know, NEA, SEIU, AFT, AFSM, whatever. They gave $1.4 million to Mi Familia Vota. Guess what that is? Uh-huh. Voting for illegal aliens. And $300,000 to the National Council of La Raza. All in favor of open borders and, in fact, returning the lands, listen to my show 2 or 3 weeks ago, folks, returning the lands won by the United States in the 1846 Mexican-American War, i.e. Nevada, New Mexico, California, you know, no big deal, right? Returning them to Mexico. Then these four unions gave Americans United for Change, which is all about, it's really a political arm of the Obama political machine, $1.5 million. They paid Ballot Initiative Strategy Center, 630,000. They were pushing state minimum wage hikes, which, of course, is for the union workers who then pay more dues, which are collected by these same governments in which they're unionized at your expense and my expense using taxpayer dollars to further promote their cause. Do you kind of get this? The National Public Pension Coalition. Remember our $120 trillion in unfunded liabilities? It defends all these costly defined benefit pensions of these four unions against reforms. Never mind, you can't pay them. Who cares about that? You know, the Fed can apply the 12x ARIMA factor and pay everything. Oh, my. The Center for American Progress. That was run by a guy named Podesta. He started the Occupy Wall Street, gets lots of money from Soros, went to work in the White House at your expense, and was the architect behind Obama's power grab through executive orders, including amnesty, etc. Man, this is all tied in. It's a complicated web with one central theme, and that is fundamental transformation of America and American values and abolishment of you and I who are enemies of the state. And now he's working for who? Hillary Clinton! Oh, what a tangled web we weave. So anyway, the Center for American Progress got $605,000 from these unions. The union think tank Economic Policy Institute received $523,000. Jobs with Justice received $361,000. By the way, Jobs with Justice, they've even given up the facade of not being like extreme left wing. They've now joined the Leftist State Innovation Exchange. Oh, man. And then what I want you to know is that you hear about how the labor unions are shrinking as a percentage of America's labor force. That may be true, but in terms of the money and the power they're wielding, it's increasing. It's another mirage. The government is telling you, oh, woe is me, the unions are down, and the unions are saying, woe is me, the unions are down, when in fact, they may be down in numbers, but they got a hell of a lot more money. A lot of it is your money, and they're using it in many, many, many more ways to influence your children, you, the direction of the company, politics, votes, illegal voting, return of California to Mexico, you name it. So once again, it's a big mirage. Unions have more power with less people. All right. So that's kind of the union mirage, which, by the way, is pretty huge. And I want you to know that in 21 states, remember we talked about right to work 5-6 weeks ago, go back in the archives. Right to work is very simple, folks. I'm going to repeat it because I've gotten a bunch of emails. And it's all nonsense. What they want you to think about right to work is a mirage. Right to work is simply this. If I don't want my dues taken out by state, federal, or municipal bureaucrats without my say-so every month and put into the union kitty, I can say, leave my money alone. It's that simple. Right to work is simply the right to choose whether money is taken out of your paycheck every month or not. So, right to work is simply whether or not you have the choice, the right, to say no to money being taken out of your check for union or anything every month without any control by you. Sounds pretty reasonable to me. Okay. The annual reports of unions to the U.S. Department of Labor is these unions, these are their reports now. This is not the dark money. Their reports are $179 million of your taxpayers. And there's 21 states, by the way, who still don't have right to work, in which teachers and other public employees, if they decline union membership, can be forced to pay union agency fees, you know, which is just kind of sidestepping. It's another mirage. The agency fee is the same as dues, or you don't have a job. Now, I don't know about you, but I just don't agree with that. All right, and then we're told how, here's another mirage for you. We're told how strong the dollar is. And yes, relative to other countries, other currencies right now, very temporarily, a big blip, the dollar is quote-unquote strong. However, I've been warning you that there is a concerted effort around the globe, aided and abetted, or certainly not confronted by Barack Obama, who is, you know, rah, 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 bring America down, on changing the world's reserve currency from the dollar, which would be a 25% overnight reduction in our standard of living, folks. You have no idea what that would do to this country. So here's some recent facts which you have not heard on mainstream media. Another mirage, right? You're told the dollar is strong and da-da-da-da-da in the stock market. Here's the reality. Dollars as a percent of foreign reserves, in other words, the money that other countries hold to do trade with, have declined from 55% in 1999 to just 32% today, and it's accelerating. It's expected to decrease to 18% by 2019. That is 4 years from now, folks. Only 18% of the reserves held by other countries, down from approximately 60%, will be in dollars. And the dollars all have to do with energy. There won't be any more sweetheart loans. America's going to be forced to pay a higher interest rate. Remember, interest rates, the Fed, printing money, the 12X AREMA factor. Okay. It all kind of ties in, doesn't it? I mean, it's a huge big picture. It's tough to get your mind around, but you know instinctively all these dots are connected. The U.S. The U.S. right now borrows 46% of its budget. It borrows from the Fed. It borrows from other countries. If it doesn't have the reserve currency, it won't be able to borrow. 46% of the budget is kind of like go away. Now, I know that 46% of the budget could probably go away, particularly many of these social programs or the studying the mating habits of snails on Tahiti or whatever they happen to be. But it will have an impact on you, a huge one. All right, so that's the mirage. And then we have the mirage of Barack Obama trying to say Israel is an ally. He's a Christian. He cares about Christians. He cares about women. He cares about gays. When in fact, he does nothing to defeat ISIS, which the United States could do, folks, in a month or two, it'd be over. Okay, there would be no more ISIS. And ISIS, let's see, they kill gays, they victimize in all sorts of ways, from rape to death to clitorectomies to you name it, women. They are committing genocide against Christians and minorities. And they have, even though they're on the opposite side right now, a common goal with Iran, often voiced by Iran, to destroy Israel and the United States and Western civilization and all the values we hold the only place with Sharia law. Now, the mirage of Obama wanting to win the war against ISIS, of Obama not wanting, listen to my previous shows on he and Jarrett and the rest of the progressives really wanting Iran to get the bomb. The mirage that they try and cast out into gullible, I guess they think gullible, stupid, whatever minds, you know, Jonathan Gruber with healthcare, the American electorate is stupid, completely is belied by the facts. Their caring about the gay community is completely belied by their inability and unwillingness, not inability, excuse me, their unwillingness to stamp out groups who kill gays on sight. In fact, there are some articles, I have not been able to verify them, that ISIS actually has social media squads now pretending to flirt with gays and homosexuals to out them and then kill them. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm going to check it out. I wouldn't put it past them at all. They're kind of smart dudes. We know what's happening to women over there. I mean, those 234 gals who got returned in Africa, all but 14 were pregnant through rape. I don't think it was immaculate conception. Yet Mushel and Barry talk about the war on women, along with Hillary, who was right in bed with them in terms of these whole policies. And then we have the mirage of Hillary. You know? Wow. We're not even near the election. I already can't stand to even looking at her. She is so condescending. She is so above us all. She is such a liar. She is so greedy, so corrupt, so power hungry. And we have the mirage of, I have never sent a classified email through my private server, but I've never had a government email. First of all, you can't juxtapose those two things. And now, with the release of just her first 300 emails of, you know, lots and lots and lots, and that does include the ones she deleted, we find out that there's all sorts of classified stuff. And here we have her progressive friends in the State Department and Obama coming to her rescue, saying, oh, well, they weren't classified at the time. This secret, sensitive information about special operations and gun running and all this kind of stuff in Benghazi when it happened? Nah, that wasn't classified then. It's classified now. So she didn't have any classified emails because then is then and now is now. You follow this 1984 concept? It's more mirage. We got a lot more mirages coming from Hillary, and we're going to be on them on this show. So I'm going to sum up for you. The economy. The military, the war on terror, Muslims, friends of Israel, strength of the dollar, Hillary, in all sorts of ways. It's all mirage, and it's on purpose. The unions, the greatly weakened unions, down to just a fraction of their former selves. Yeah, right. You know, I just gave you the facts and figures, and that's just four unions of many, 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 many. It's billions and billions and billions of dollars. More and more power. Think about this. And think about, as when you hear things from the government, should we say, I'll be kind, take them with a grain of salt? Maybe a whole shaker full of salt. Maybe a Morton's Big Blue Thing of salt. And think about what's really going on. And think about why. This is really important. Think about why they're casting this mystical mirage at you. There's a reason. Remember? People don't act, or they do act for a reason. The reason may be more important in this circumstance, of government overall and every facet mirage. The reason may be more important than the mirage itself. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Have a great week and a terrific Memorial Day. Thank you so much to all our troops everywhere, both in the past and currently. I apologize on the behalf of Americans over this sorry excuse for a commander-in-chief that you have. But I want you to know that the American people, at least the listeners on this show, or most of them, and certainly myself, we're behind you. And thank you to all, going all the way back to 1776, April 19th, 1776. Thank you all. It's because of you this show is even on the air. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the right side, folks. So that's our show for today, folks. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio, and I want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day. I want to tell the troops that are out there, the Commander-in-Chief and his progressive minions may not have your back, but the American people, we do. And we appreciate each and everything you do and each and every sacrifice you make. And thanks to the millions of families, the relatives of the million plus men and women who have given their lives since April 19th, 1776, to keep this country free, to allow me, actually, to bring this show to you. We salute you. A happy Memorial Day weekend to all. Remember what it means.